Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Netanyahu's visit to the U.S. Reasons and outcomes. Translated. Al-Raya newspaper issue 611, the 5th of August 2026, by Ustadh Asad Mansour. Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of the Jewish entity, visited the United States on July 27, 2026, to attend the funeral of U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, a staunch supporter of the Jewish entity and its crimes. The following day, he met with President Trump, their eighth meeting since Trump assumed the U.S. presidency in early 2025, reflecting the close, sinister ties binding them. Netanyahu secured support from Trump and the Republican Party, the rival of the Democratic Party, though both parties compete in offering boundless support to the Jewish entity. This is because it serves as America's forward base in the heart of the Islamic lands, and as its rabid dog, guarding its interests in the region. Indeed, the former Democratic President, Biden, visited the Jewish entity on October 18, 2023, to support its aggression against Gaza, declaring, quote, "If there were not an Israel, we'd have to invent one," end quote. The leaders of the Jewish entity are well aware of America's objectives. However, they seek to exploit U.S. support to strengthen and expand their entity, aiming to dominate the region, establish quote-unquote Greater Israel, and prevent the re-establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, the existence of which would spell the end of their entity. Their ultimate goal is to eventually dispense with American support and achieve full independence, a sentiment Netanyahu has expressed in numerous statements on various occasions. Netanyahu attempted to capitalize on Trump's trust and their personal relationship, seeking to project an image of interfering in U.S. policy or influence the president. However, Trump once reprimanded him for his stance against Turkey and its President Erdogan regarding the Syria issue, telling him, quote, "I like him, President Erdogan, a lot. He's a hell of a leader and a strong person. I said, congratulations, you've done what nobody's been able to do in 2,000 years. You've taken over Syria," end quote. He reprimanded him again when a request was made not to sell F-35 jets to Turkey, telling him, quote, "Nobody can tell me what to do," end quote. He publicly rebuked him during a press conference with the Emir of Qatar in France on June 16, 2026, stating that Netanyahu, quote, "has to be more responsible with respect to Lebanon," end quote. Quote, "I didn't like where 2 hours before we're signing the agreement that there was an attack in Lebanon in Beirut," end quote, Trump said. He also described the attack as, quote-unquote, vicious, stating that it was, quote-unquote, too much. He also said, quote, "Without us, without the United States, there would be no Israel. Without me, there would be no Israel, because no other president was willing to do what I did," end quote. On June 1st, 2026, the U.S. website Axios quoted two American sources as saying that Trump told Netanyahu, quote, "You're crazy. You'd be in prison if it weren't for me. Everybody hates you now. Everyone hates Israel because of this," end quote. It is evident that Trump is furious with Netanyahu, and he cannot tolerate anyone staging him or talking back to him. He always positions himself above others, dictating terms rather than accepting them, and is prepared to destroy anyone who defies him, even his own close associates. Jewish and American sources reported that Netanyahu had been persistently seeking a meeting with Trump for 2 months, but Trump refused, until the opportunity arose following the demise of Graham, that backer of criminality. On July 31, 2026, the Hebrew newspaper Maariv reported that Netanyahu's visit to the United States lacked the usual displays of warmth. No one greeted him at the airport, no red carpet was rolled out, and cameras, journalists, press conferences, and photo opportunities were all absent. He entered the White House like a thief in the night and exited through the back. There was no private meetings. Instead, other officials, including Netanyahu's critics, were present. He was subjected to an indignity in Washington, unprecedented even during his darkest days under the Obama administration. Coordination between the two sides had declined amidst disputes regarding Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran. Trump had opportunities to portray Netanyahu as weak, and he did not miss a single one. All of this suffices to gauge the contemptible stature of Netanyahu and the lowly status of his entity in the eyes of the United States, as well as the negligible influence they wield over its rulers. America recognizes only its own interests and hegemony. Neither Jews nor non-Jews exert influence unless it aligns with its colonialist objectives. It is governed neither by Jews nor by others, but rather by capitalists who install a figurehead as president, having the public elect him to create the illusion of a popular mandate, thereby masking the true rulers of America and deceiving the people into believing it is a free, democratic nation. While simple-minded Muslims were once misled into believing that Jews dominated American decision-making, Trump exposed the reality. Jews are insignificant, serving merely as a tool for America's savage colonialist policies. It is worth noting that before implementing this policy in Muslim lands, the United States applied it against its own indigenous populations, killing millions and confiscating their lands, as well as against the peoples of South America, with Venezuela and Panama serving as prime examples, and by occupying 55% of Mexico. It also employed these tactics in Korea and Vietnam, all instances where there was no talk of Jews or their influence. Although Netanyahu travels to the U.S. clamoring for war against Iran, openly opposing any agreement, seeking regime change, and desiring a replacement government that poses no threat, holds no military superiority, and is willing to normalize relations, and while he actively encourages and liaises with the oppression, even inviting the Shah's son to visit in 2023 to coordinate with security officials against the Iranian regime, with the aim of installing him in power and restoring the ties that exist under his father, Netanyahu remains a figure of little consequence. It appears that Netanyahu's trip this time had a different objective, attempting to mend fences with Trump and regain his support ahead of the Knesset elections scheduled for October. His domestic standing has been shaken following Trump's rebuke and the withdrawal of his previous backing. However, the true hideous nature of the Jewish entity has been exposed to many Americans due to the brutal massacres committed in Gaza, as well as policies of starvation and the killing of children, women, the sick, and prisoners. Indeed, there is a growing perception that a war with Iran would not be America's war, but instead that of the Jewish entity, and that it was Netanyahu who pushed Trump toward it. A poll conducted during his recent visit to the United States revealed that 49% of Americans, including 23% of Trump voters and 74% of Democrats, support his arrest and prosecution, accusing the Jewish entity of committing genocide in Gaza. This figure marks a historic first for the United States. On July 29, 2026, the UN Human Rights spokesperson called on nations to take action to protect the people of Palestine in the West Bank. She had previously called for military action against the Jewish entity, noting that UN Charter grants the authority to intervene to halt the genocide in Gaza. Yet, rulers of Muslims lack even a shred of honor. Instead, they have fought against those advocating for military action and maintain their ties with the Jewish entity. They are no different from Netanyahu and are complicit in his crimes. Netanyahu and his entity would never have dared to take the actions they did had the states of the region taken military action. Their rulers are in the worst of states and have strayed furthest from the right path. There is no salvation except by ridding ourselves of them and their regimes and bringing in sincere leaders who will enforce the Sharia ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the Jews.